The Pioneers have issued their Lenten challenge, asking people to think about giving up, well, not to think about it, to actually give up drinking alcohol for the 6 weeks of Lent. And I'm joined by Ray O'Connor of the Pioneer office. Ray, this happens and has happened for a couple of years now. Does it make a difference?
Well, over the years, we've seen an increase in the number of people who've taken on this Lenten commitment. They've taken it for the duration of Lent, for the 40 days. I definitely think it makes a difference in many ways, because we have a big problem with alcohol in this country, especially we're concerned about the issue of alcohol abuse. So we have a big problem there. And if this campaign can help people change their attitudes or change their drinking patterns, I think that's a job well done.
I think you might find a bit of support from maybe some women around the country, because there are quite a number of people I would know, and maybe know myself as well, who like the glass of wine, and that can easily become a habit. And sometimes people like to feel, yes, maybe I'd like to take a break for a while, because it doesn't take that long to form a habit and it doesn't take that long to break a habit.
Absolutely, that's a good point actually. I think, yeah, there's a lot of people, not just women as well. I think this can, you can apply this to all the sexes, and so it's a great, like, habits do, we all know we can easily form bad habits. So as you say, it's a great time to reflect in those areas and actually take time out, and hopefully, as I say, develop the stamina and the willpower to be able to maybe make the change in your life that you need to make.
So people are signing up. You've asked for them to sign online, and they are doing that.
That's right, yeah. And that's not to say we have centres around the country as well where people may have joined there. And as well, there's lots of people who have taken on this commitment who haven't actually signed up to anything, but they just made it at a personal level.
And what are people saying to you who do take it up? Because I'm sure there are many who do and don't sign on. But why do you think they're doing it?
Well, I think there's probably many reasons why people do it, for health reasons, financial reasons, whatever. But certainly, I suppose we're encouraging people to do it and take on this aspect to it, to offer it up for people who have a problem with alcohol. So not only maybe for them, so they can maybe take it on just to maybe look at their own lives and reflect on their own drinking and relationship with alcohol, but certainly if they know someone like a brother or a sister, you know, a cousin, an uncle or an aunt, whatever, who has a problem with drugs or alcohol, they can take this on and actually offer that up as a prayer for the gift of freedom for them.
Do you think that makes any difference? I mean, what does the prayer offering it up really do?
Well, I suppose this is where you probably delve it into the realm of faith a little bit. But I think a lot of people do have faith and do believe in God. And for example, there's lots of people who, for example, pray for the success of their sons or daughters who are doing exams or to pursue a successful career. And for people who are sick, you know, a lot of people get prayers said and, you know, get light candles. And I just think we're applying that to this issue of alcohol abuse. So we're asking people, let's say, to offer that up. And yeah, I do believe prayer works. Personally, I believe that.
But prayer might work, but does actually offering up the fact that you're not going to take your glass of wine or your pint of beer, does that influence God?
So, well, first of all, it's an act of love. That's what's important. Like, it's for me, my understanding of God is God is infinite love and mercy and compassion. And I can't prove it. Like, I'm not going to be going to a lab and prove this for you. But it ultimately, it is a gift of faith. You either believe this or you don't. And I do think sacrifice does work in some mysterious way.
So are you saying that when you do the act of love by not taking the drink and the pleasure that thereby ensues, that in some way you're joining in with the love of God?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're definitely, we're doing this in solidarity with people who have, you know, or were caught up in the treadmill of addiction, whatever. So that's what it's about, really, at the end of the day.
You're in the Pioneers yourself. You don't drink. Is it difficult? Do you find yourself pressurised in society today? Because you're relatively young. And Alistair Campbell was in the papers and on radio saying that you have to account for yourself, not if you take a drink, but if you don't take a drink.
Well, no, personally, no. Well, over the years, I suppose, when I was younger, like, I'm a Pioneer now, gosh, 14 years at this stage. And prior to that, I suppose, would have been an occasional drinker. But I didn't necessarily find it that difficult. At the end of the day, I believe in the whole Pioneer message and what it's trying to do. And I suppose that transcends my reasons and motivates me in doing what I'm doing. Yes, there's peer pressure. There's no doubt that a lot of young people experience peer pressure today. But I believe that it's taken on this commitment, even for a short period, will hopefully develop character and be able to, learn to deal with peer pressure, especially when you're a teenager and even when you're going into your early 20s. At some point in your life, you're going to have to learn how to say no. And I think there's a great opportunity to start, even taking this 40-day pledge, just even give yourselves the opportunity just to look at your life, look at your relationship with alcohol. And actually, if you do tend to abuse alcohol, ask yourself why, and can you change that?
Yes, because there is no doubt that a lot of the big agencies that promote alcohol, I mean, are a lot more powerful than the pioneers and have a lot more money behind them and clout with the younger generation. Do you think if this kind of a campaign got going, that it might be helpful to give young people who may want a bit of support, not, as you say, not to bow to peer pressure, that they would feel that kind of support, that even from adults as well, that drinking doesn't always have to be the norm?
Absolutely. I think this, if this campaign gained momentum and gathered legs, I think would be great. It would have a hugely positive impact in our society. Because I think if people did go out on Saturday nights, we've seen all the primetime documentaries of people of the weekends, where you see the weekends, there's lots of, you know, the scourge of alcohol abuse on our streets. So certainly if this was to gain momentum, we would hopefully see the impact not only in the hospitals, but on the streets. You wouldn't see the problems that we now see associated with alcohol.
We often blame young people for the way they drink. And there, I think we agree there is a problem there. How culpable are the adult generation?
Well, this one, like, I think this campaign offers not just, it's not targeted necessarily for kids, it's more obviously a targeted to the adults, and I think they can provide inspiration, I suppose, and a good example to the young people, and that's what hopefully this campaign will offer. I do think it's important that people need to see authentic witnesses, and it's all very well pointing the finger and preaching to young people, but they need to see their parents following suit and living the message themselves in their own way, and it's an example that really what inspires people. Not just words.
You're in the Pioneers now 14 years. Why did you join?
I suppose I joined because I believe in the actual mission. I believe that actually prayer and sacrifice can make a difference to the lives of those who unfortunately are less fortunate than ourselves in this case in relation to addiction and drug addiction, alcohol addiction. And sometimes I believe it takes the grace of God for someone to transform and turn their life around. Like, I'd love to be able to wave magic wands and cure people, but I don't have that power. So ultimately, we're just tapping into a God, and the God that we believe has infinite compassion for people who are struggling. And we're just tapping into that through the mechanism of prayer and sacrifice. And that's how we pretty much operate as an organisation. So essentially the Pioneers are an organisation that would intercede for the addicted. And it's true, and they intercede in this way of true prayer and sacrifice and self-denial.
Have you suffered the effects of addiction?
No, not necessarily in my own family, but I've certainly seen many, many countless cases of it in my experience in life, whatever. And just recently I met somebody who actually I met a couple of years ago at the Ploughing Championships, and he had taken on the commitment to be a pioneer for his friend who was an alcoholic. And I just only met him there recently, and he mentioned that his friend is now off alcohol. His marriage was pretty much on the brink of disaster, and is now actually the two of them are back together again. So I think that's ultimately, it's about bringing peace in the home and happiness in the home. And I think alcohol has destroyed many people's lives. Alcohol abuse, that is, has destroyed many people's lives and destroyed, you know, the happiness in the home. So if we can restore that balance somewhat, that's what we're trying to promote.
So how can people join your, if they want to go online, do they have to be a Christian to do this?
It's open to all Christians, but I suppose at the end of the day, the message we're offering anyways, I think, is a healthy message. So I think it's open to everyone. So it's, but certainly for our founder, Father Cullen, it was inspired by love of the Sacred Heart. So that would be generally open to the, you know, for those who are Christians. But as I said, this message really is open to anyone, anyone who sees themselves in a situation where they might find that they have a problem. Lent is a great opportunity just to reflect, take time out and reflect. So if they want, anyone who's willing, is interested in joining, they can certainly go onto our website, www.pioneerassociation.ie, and it's fairly straightforward. They go onto the website, and the process is very simple after that.